Praise 100.9, 92.7. I'm Melanie. It's a Fab Friday. It's time to take our look ahead at weekend sports and go in the trenches with Wes Bryant. What's up, Wes?
What's going on, Melanie? And hey, the Panthers not playing this Sunday, but they have a huge Monday night game, the biggest game in Bank of America Stadium and in Charlotte in quite some time, as the AFC East leading Patriots at 7-2 come in. You know about Tom Brady. You know about Bill Belichick. And they're coming out of their bye week to face the Panthers, whose defense is being mentioned among the best in football, as they are only giving up about 13 points per game. Hell, NFC, defending NFC champion San Francisco without a touchdown last week, and they've outscored opponents 140-57 during its longest winning streak. The last time the Panthers had a run like this was a six-game winning streak that spanned from October 3rd to November 13th. of 2005. They're doing it in all types of ways, an opportunistic defense, 13 interceptions that tie for the league's most. The offense also getting it done. Cam Newton, 67% completion percentage over the last five games. And the Panthers are also getting it done when it counts the most, as they are third in the NFL on third down conversions. And they are converting almost half of those. So when they need big plays, the offense has been making them as well. It should be an excellent matchup. And the Panthers looking to also get a little bit of revenge over the Patriots, who lead the all-time series 3-2, including a 32-29 win in Super Bowl 38. I know we all remember that one.
Yes, indeed.
The Bobcats also looking to stay on the winning track. They're 1-2 this week, but they're still hanging tough at 4-4 as they got back to 500 with an 89-83 win at Boston on Wednesday night. They will next take the floor tonight as they face the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland at 7:30 p.m. And they will next, after that game, they have a hot Friday night date with the two-time defending champions, the Miami Heat. So that should be an interesting one as well. The college football weekend lineup, number 8, Clemson, picked up a victory versus Georgia Tech last night to kick off the weekend. Duke has a tremendously big game for their program against the number 23 Miami Hurricanes, as the Duke Blue Devils control their destiny. If they can win out, they will make it to their first ever ACC championship game. The North Carolina Tar Heels will tussle with Pittsburgh. NC State will take on Boston College. Number 10 South Carolina faces Florida, and Appalachian State goes searching for a victory against Wofford. Also this weekend, NASCAR Sprint Cup will crown a champion this weekend as they close out things in Homestead, Florida. And if Jimmy Johnson can finish 23rd or better, he will win his 6th Sprint Cup championship. So that should be an interesting race that will go down to the Y and see if Jimmy Johnson can indeed get that done. And high school, the public school playoffs start tonight. So go out, there are games all over the area, and check out some of the young guys and check out the teams in action as they march toward a state championship. Hopefully it'll be somebody around this area that gets it done. But Melanie, that has been another edition of In the Trenches with Wes Bryant, and you can catch me on Twitter at Wes Bryant Live, where we get all the way live.
Thanks, Wes. It's a Fab Friday on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.